Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so grateful you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately who are feeling exhausted, confused, and sometimes even a little heartbroken. They're saying things like, "My child creates emergencies and crises just to get my attention, and I don't know what to do anymore." If that's you, I want you to take a deep breath with me right now. You are not alone in this. You are not failing, and your child is not broken. In fact, what's happening in your home is your child's developing brain trying to communicate something really important to you, and today, we're going to understand what that is. Let me start by saying this. When your 6 or 7-year-old creates what feels like drama or emergencies to get your attention, it can feel absolutely exhausting. I see you. I see the moments when you're trying to make dinner and suddenly there's a crisis. I see the times when you're on an important phone call and everything falls apart. I see how tired you are, and I want you to know that your feelings are completely valid. But here's something the magic book taught me that changed everything. Your child isn't creating crises to manipulate you. They're showing you that their emotional cup is empty, and they haven't yet learned the words or the skills to say, "I need you. I need to know I matter. Do you see me, doctor?" Amy Kranzler, a wonderful child psychologist, explains that children who struggle to express their needs or emotions in adaptive ways may turn to attention-seeking behaviors as a way of getting their message across. And here's the beautiful truth. This isn't manipulation in the way we adults think of it. Your child's brain is still developing the skills for direct communication, and right now, creating a crisis is the most reliable way they've discovered to get your full, undivided attention. Think about it this way. When was the last time your child got your complete, phone-down, eye contact, "I'm totally here with you" attention? If you're like most parents in our busy world, those moments might be fewer than we'd like. And your child's brain has figured something out. When there's a crisis, when there's drama, when there's an emergency, you stop everything. You turn toward them. You're fully present. And so their developing brain says, "Oh, this works. This is how I get what I need." Now, research shows us something really important here. Children ages 6 and 7 are in a critical developmental window. They're learning to balance their growing independence with their deep need for connection. They're discovering that they're separate people from you, and that can feel scary. They're navigating friendships, school pressures, and big emotions they don't have words for yet. The Behavior Help organization emphasizes that attention-seeking behavior can stem from unmet physical or emotional needs, and that proactive strategies addressing these needs are most effective. So the question isn't, how do I stop this behavior? The question is, what does my child need and how can I give it to them before the crisis happens? Here's what the magic book showed me. Your child needs 3 things. First, they need regular, predictable connection time with you, not just being in the same room, but real connection. Eye contact, presence. 15 minutes a day of your undivided attention can fill their emotional cup so much that the crisis creation patterns start to fade. Second, they need to learn direct communication skills. They need you to teach them the words. Instead of creating a crisis, they can learn to say, "Mom, I need some time with you," or, "Dad, I'm feeling lonely, can we play?" But they can't learn these words in the middle of a crisis. They learn them during calm, connected moments when you model and practice together. Third, they need to know that their need for attention is normal and okay. When we shame children for needing us, when we say things like, "You're so needy," or "Why can't you just play by yourself?" we teach them that their fundamental need for connection is wrong. And that makes the crisis creation worse, not better. So here's what you can do, starting today. First, create a special connection ritual. Maybe it's 15 minutes right after school where you sit together and just talk. Maybe it's a bedtime routine where you really connect before sleep. Make it predictable, make it sacred, and watch what happens. Second, teach your child a special signal or phrase they can use when they need your attention. Maybe it's a gentle hand on your arm and the words, "I need you." Maybe it's a special code word. Practice this during calm times, and when they use it, respond immediately if you can. Show them that direct communication works. Third, when a crisis does happen, and it will because learning takes time, stay calm. Take a breath. Remember that your child isn't giving you a hard time, they're having a hard time. Their nervous system is overwhelmed, and they need you to be their calm, steady anchor. You know, the magic book and I have a story that might really help here. It's called The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly, and it's about Theo and Miles discovering that everyone, even adults, has invisible emotional needs and worries. In this story, they learn that small acts of caring and gentle communication can help heal hearts. After you read this story with your child, you can talk about invisible feelings together. You can create that special signal or phrase I mentioned. You can help your child understand that everyone needs connection, and there are gentle, caring ways to ask for what we need. The beautiful thing about this story is that it normalizes the need for attention. It shows children that seeking connection isn't bad or wrong, it's human. And when children understand that their needs are normal, they can start learning healthier ways to get those needs met. I want you to remember something really important. Your child's behavior is communication. When they create crises for attention, they're telling you, "I need more of you. I need to know I'm important. I need to feel connected." And that's not a character flaw. That's a child who loves you so much that being disconnected from you feels unbearable. Research consistently shows that children whose emotional needs are met proactively through quality attention, emotional attunement, and consistent connection show significantly reduced crisis creation patterns. When parents respond with curiosity about underlying needs rather than frustration about the behavior, children develop healthier communication skills and emotional regulation. So tonight, or tomorrow, or whenever you can, try this. Set aside 15 minutes of completely undivided time with your child. Put your phone away. Get down on their level. Let them lead the play or the conversation. Just be fully, completely present, and notice what happens. You might be surprised to find that when their emotional cup is full, when they know they have your attention without having to create a crisis, the drama starts to fade. Not overnight, because learning takes time, but gradually, beautifully, you'll see the shift. You're doing such important work, wonderful parent. You're raising a human being, and that's the hardest, most beautiful job in the universe. The fact that you're here, learning, trying to understand your child better, that tells me everything I need to know about your heart. The Magic Book and I are always here for you. Find The Room Where Hearts Speak Softly in the Book of Inara app, and let it be a gentle helper on this journey. With love and starlight, Inara.